الدرس الثالث والثلاثون.
Lesson 33.
المدرس.
The teacher.
يا أحمد.
أحمد.
هل تفتحن النوافذ والبرد شديد؟
Do you open the windows in this severe cold?
لا تفتحنها إلا النافذة الصغيرة.
Do not open them except the small window.
هل لا تنظفن السبورة يا إخوان؟
Would you clean the board, brothers?
أريد أن أقول لكم شيئا مهما.
I want to tell you something important.
فاستمعن إلي.
So listen to me.
إن من أهم واجبات المسلم.
One of the most important duties of a Muslim.
الدعوة إلى الله.
Is to call to Allah.
قال عز وجل.
Allah, glorified and exalted be He, said.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
You, Muslims, are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind.
تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله.
You enjoin what is right, forbid what is wrong, and believe in Allah.
آل عمران 110. وقال عز من قائل.
Allah, exalted be He, also said.
ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين.
And who is better in speech than he who invites men to Allah, meaning Islamic monotheism, and does righteous deeds, and says, I am one of the Muslims.
فصلت 33. فعلينا أن ندعو الناس إلى دين الله.
So, we have to invite people to the religion of Allah.
أحمد, والله لأدعون الناس إلى دين الله في بلدي.
By Allah, I will invite people in my country to the religion of Allah.
علي, والله لأنشرن الإسلام في بلدي.
By Allah, I will propagate Islam in my country.
حامد, والله لنحاربن الشرك والبدعة في بلدنا.
By Allah, we will fight polytheism and innovation in religion in our country.
زهير, والله لا نترك الكفار ينشرون دينهم في بلاد المسلمين.
By Allah, we will not let the disbelievers spread their religion in the Muslim countries.
William, والله لسوف أؤلف كتبا باللغة الإنجليزية.
By Allah, I will compose books in English.
لشرح تعاليم الإسلام.
Explaining the teachings of Islam.
المدرس.
The teacher.
بارك الله فيكم ووفقكم لما فيه خير الإسلام والمسلمين.
May Allah bless you and guide you to what is best for Islam and the Muslims.
واعلموا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى علمنا الطريقة الصحيحة للدعوة.
Know that Allah, glorified and exalted be He, taught us the right way of inviting others to Islam.
إذ قال,
as he said,
ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة.
Invite to the way of your Lord, meaning Islam, with wisdom and fair preaching.
وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن.
And argue with them in a way that is better.
النحل 125. فعلينا أن نتبع هذه الطريقة.
So we have to follow this way.
علي, والله لنحبك يا أستاذ.
By Allah, We love you, sir.
فإنك لمرب عظيم.
For you are really a great educator.
جزاك الله عنا أحسن الجزاء.
May Allah reward you with the best reward on our behalf.
المدرس.
The teacher.
اقرأ الآيات يا عبد الله.
Read the verses, Abdullah.
Abdullah. بعد الاستعاذة والبسملة.
After استعاذة and بسملة.
ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا.
Think not of those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead.
بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون.
Nay, they are alive with their Lord, and they have provision.
آل عمران 169 ولينصرن الله من ينصره.
Verily, Allah will help those who help his cause.
الحج 40 إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما.
If one of them or both of them attain old age in your life,
فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما.
Say not to them a word of disrespect, nor shout at them.
وقل لهما قولا كريما.
But address them in terms of honor.
الإسراء 23 المدرس.
The teacher.
اقرأ الحديث يا هشام.
Read the hadith, Hisham.
Hisham, عن البراء بن عازب قال.
It is narrated that Al-Bara ibn Azib said,
رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الخندق.
I saw the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, on the day of the battle of the trench.
ينقل التراب وهو يقول.
Moving the earth while digging the trench and saying,
والله لولا الله ما اهتدينا.
By Allah, but for Allah, we would not have been guided.
ولا صمنا ولا صلينا.
Nor would we have fasted nor prayed.
فأنزلن سكينة علينا.
So Allah, send down reassurance upon us.
وثبت الأقدام إلا قينا.
And make our feet firm when we meet the enemy.
والمشركون قد بغوا علينا.
The disbelievers have wronged us.
إذا أرادوا فتنة أبينا.
If they want us to turn back, we will vigorously refuse.
البخاري.
Narrated by Al-Bukhari.
المدرس.
The teacher.
اقرأ البيت يا ويليام.
Read the poetic verse, William.
ويليام. إذا رأيت نيوب الليث بارزة.
If you see the fangs of the lion coming out.
فلا تظنن أن الليث يبتسم.
Do not think that the lion is smiling.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
تمارين.
Exercises.
واحد.
One.
أكد الأفعال الآتية بنون التوكيد الثقيلة.
Make the following verbs emphatic using
نون التوكيد الثقيلة. اثنان.
Two.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
ثلاثة.
Three.
استخرج من الدرس ما ورد فيه من أمثلة توكيد الفعل بالنون واذكر ما وجب فيه التوكيد وما جاز.
Point out all the instances of Nun al-Tawkid occurring in the main lesson, and mention in which of them the use of the noon is optional, and in which it is compulsory.
4. تمرين شفوي.
Oral exercise.
ألف.
A.
يقول طالب لآخر.
Each student says to the other.
لا تفعل كذا.
Don't do such and such.
فيرد عليه قائلا.
And he replies saying.
والله لا أفعلن كذا.
By Allah, I will do such and such.
B.
B.
ثم يقول.
Each student says to the other.
افعل كذا.
Do such and such.
ويرد عليه قائلا.
And he replies saying.
والله لا أفعل كذا.
By Allah, I will not do such and such. Actual verbs like
افتح, لا تفتح, اجلس, لا تجلس
should be used.
5. اجعل الفعل في كل جملة مما يأتي جوابا للقسم وغير ما يلزم.
Rewrite each of the following sentences, making it jawab al-qasim, and make the necessary changes. 6.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
7.
هات المضارع والأمر من الأفعال الآتية.
Write the mudara and the amr of each of the following verbs.
8. تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following. Review.
In this lesson, we learn the following. 1.
والله لأنشرن الإسلام في بلدي.
By Allah, I shall propagate Islam in my country. This is called
نون التوكيد,
the noon of emphasis. Footnote number 1. European Arabists call it the energetic noon. It is of two kinds. A. One with a double noon, for example,
أخرجن.
Get out. This is called
نون التوكيد الثقيلة.
B. And the other with a single noon, for example,
أخرجن.
This is called
نون التوكيد الخفيفة.
This is less frequently used than the ثقيلة. This noon signifies emphasis. It is used only with the mudara and the amr, not with the madhi. How to suffix this noon? A. The mudara marfu'. 1. In the four forms,
yaktubu, taktubu, aktubu, naktubu.
The final dhamma is replaced with the fatha. So,
yaktubu
becomes
yaktubanna.
The same process is also used with the other three forms. 2. In the following three forms, the final noon along with the waw or ya are dropped.
Yaktubuna. تَكْتُبُونَ تَكْتُبِينَ.
So,
يَكْتُبُونَ
becomes
يَكْتُبُنَّ.
After omitting na from يَكْتُبُونَ and adding
na, we get yaktubunna. As a long vowel is not followed by a vowelless letter in Arabic, the long U is shortened, so we get yaktubunna. In the same way, from
taktubuna
is formed
taktubunna.
Note that the difference between the singular
yaktubanna
and the plural
yaktubunna
is the A in the first and the U in the second. The second person feminine singular
taktubina
becomes
taktubinna
after omitting na from taktubina and adding na, we get taktubinna. Here also the long vowel is followed by a vowelless letter, and so it is shortened. The result is taktubinna. 3. In the two dual forms
yaktubani
and
taktubani,
the final noon is omitted, but the aleph is retained because its omission will make this dual form identical with the singular form. An important difference in the dual forms is that the noon takes kasra instead of fatha. So the resulting form is
yaktubani, taktubani.
After omitting ni from yaktubani and adding na, we get yaktubanna. The final A or fatha is changed to I or kasra for the sake of dissimulation, and so the resulting forms are yaktubanni and taktubanni. 4. In the two feminine plural forms
yaktubna, taktubna,
the final noon is retained and the anni is added. As in the dual forms, the noon takes kasra in these plural forms also. The resulting forms are
yaktubnani, taktubnani.
Note that an aleph is added between the noon of the pronoun and the noon of emphasis. Yaktubna, yaktubnani, taktubna, taktubnani. B. The mudara madzum. The process is the same as the mudara marfu', except that the noon in the five forms is already omitted in the mudara madzum. Here are some examples.
لا تجلسن في هذا الكرسي فإنه مكسور.
Don't sit in this chair, for it is broken.
يا إخوان، لا تخرجن من الفصل قبل الساعة الواحدة.
Brothers, don't leave the class before 1 o'clock.
يا زينب، لا تغسلن ثوبك بهذا الصابون.
Zainab, don't wash your clothes with this soap.
يا أخوات، لا تشربنان هذا الماء.
Sisters, don't drink this water. Note that in the naqis verb, the omitted third radical is restored before suffixing the noon. For example,
لا تدعون، لا تدعو، لا تنسين، لا تنسى، لا تمشين، لا تمشي.
This also happens in the Amr. C. The Amr. This process is primarily the same as the Amr also. For example,
اكتب، اكتبن، اكتبا، اكتباني، اكتبوا، اكتبن. اكتبي اكتبن اكتبن اكتبنان
When to use this noon? Its use is either optional, compulsory, or near compulsory. A. Optional. It is optional in the following two cases. 1. In the Amr, for example.
انزلن من السيارة يا ولد.
Do get out of the car, boy. 2. In the مضارع, if it signifies طلب.
الطلب.
Meaning أمر, نهي, or استفهام. Footnote number 1. For طلب, see lesson 15. For example,
لا تأكلن وأنت شبعان.
Never eat when you are full.
هل تسافرن وأنت مريض؟
Are you traveling when you are so sick? If the speaker feels the need for emphasis, he may use it. B. Compulsory. It is compulsory in the مضارع if it is جواب القسم. For example,
والله لأحفظن القرآن الكريم.
By Allah, I will memorize the Quran. Here, the مضارع
أحفظ
happens to be جواب القسم, as it is preceded by the قسم.
والله.
Note that this verb has not only the noon suffix to it, but it also has a lam prefix to it.
لأحفظن.
This lam is called
لا متلقي القسم.
There are, however, three conditions for its use in the جواب القسم. These are A. The verb should be affirmative as in the above example. Neither the lam nor the noon is used with a negative verb. For example,
والله لا أخرج.
By Allah, I will not go out. B. The verb should be future. If it is present, only the lam is used, not the noon. For example,
والله لأحبك.
By Allah, I love you.
والله لأظنه صادقا.
By Allah, I think he is truthful. Note that
والله لأساعدنه
means, by Allah, I will help him, and
والله لأساعده
means, by Allah, I am helping him. C. The lam should be attached to the verb. If it is attached to a word other than the verb, the noon cannot be used. For example,
والله لإلى مكة أذهب.
By Allah, to Mecca I will go. Here the lam is attached to
إلى.
But if it is attached to the verb, the noon has to be used. For example,
والله لأذهبن إلى مكة.
Here is another example.
والله لسوف أزورك.
By Allah, I will visit you. In the Quran, chapter 93, verse 5,
ولسوف يعطيك.
And he will give you. This is جواب القسم. And the قسم is
والضحى.
By the forenoon. C. Near compulsory. The use of the noon is near compulsory after the conditional particle
إما,
which is made up of
إن
plus
ما
for strengthening. The noon of
إن
has been assimilated to the meme of
ما.
Here are some examples.
إما تذهبن إلى مكة أذهب معك.
If you go to Mecca, I will go with you. In the Quran, chapter 17, verse 23.
إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما.
If one or both of them attain old age with you, do not say to them fie, nor repulse them, but speak to them a gracious word. 2.
أف
is a verb noun meaning I am annoyed or I am irritated. It is mabni. 3. In the Quran, chapter 3, verse 169,
بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ
here the mubtada is omitted. The full sentence is
بَلْ هُمْ أَحْيَاءٌ
on the contrary, they are alive. When
بَلْ
precedes a sentence, it is called
حَرْفُ الْإِبْتِدَاءِ
meaning introductory particle. It denotes digression, meaning change of subject. This change signifies one of the two following things. A.
الإبطال
meaning cancellation of the previous statement as in this verse.
ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون.
Never think of those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. On the contrary, they are alive with their Lord. They have provision.
بل
is used here to cancel the idea that they are dead and to assert that they are alive. B.
الانتقال
meaning transition from one idea to another without canceling the first. For example,
إبراهيم كسلان بل هو مهمل.
Ibrahim is lazy, nay, he is negligent. In the Quran, chapter 69, verse 26 and 27.
فلما رأوها قالوا إنا لضالون بل نحن محرومون.
When they saw it, meaning their garden, which had been burnt down, they said, surely we have lost our way, nay, we have been deprived of our fruit.